Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll hear from Motown artists that recorded a song that was made famous by another Motown artist. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, Al Green, The Undisputed Truth, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers. That's all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
What is it good for?
That's
again.
Within the younger generation, induction, then destruction. Who wants to die? Oh,
war. Mm-hmm. What is it good for?
You tell.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
What is it good for?
Absolutely not. Good girl.
War
is nothing but a heartbreak.
War.
Friend only to the undertaker. Have shattered many young man's dreams, made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! Keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said,
war.
Well, yeah, yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. No. Say it again.
War.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Bye.
A Motown Memory from Al Green, Let's Stay Together from 1971. That song was originally recorded on the High record label, and then the Motown record label bought High, so Al Green became part of the Motown family. Before that, The Temptations from 1970, War. That was the original release that was recorded on one of their albums, and that song created so much interest that it was later recorded by Edward Starr and went number one. And we started with the Stevie Wonder great song, A Place in the Sun, but that was Diana Ross and the Supremes from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown songs that were made more famous by another Motown artist. Well, coming up, Ball of Confusion, that was The World Is Today, originally recorded by The Temptations in 1970, but this version is the undisputed truth. Well, producer Norman Whitfield's funk revolution in the 1970s was on a real roll, as it was cranking out monster hits by The Temptations didn't offer enough creative pressure for him. The producer assembled a one-man, two-woman vocal trio called The Undisputed Truth to handle his overload. What's more, Norman tried to appeal to a psychedelic sensibility by outlining his proteges in headbands and hippie threads that eventually gave way to white fro wigs and metallic painted faces. Sometimes the output of the two groups, The Temptations and The Undisputed Truth, seemed interchangeable. The Temptations had cut The Undisputed Truth's big hit, Smiling Faces Sometimes, as an album track prior to The Undisputed Truth's 1971 smash. And The Truth nailed the mid-level rhythm blues hit, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, in the mid-1972 era, a few months prior to the issue of The Temptations' Grammy winner. Well, here are The Undisputed Truth, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, right here on Motown Memories.
It's such a cold, cold world. It's a bold, bold world.
Yeah, people that don't dig people are drag.
Right on. People moving up, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of the skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rap on, sister, rap on.
Well, the only person talking about love, thine brother, is a preacher.
And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation,
segregation.
Determination,
determination.
Demonstration,
demonstration.
Obligation to our nation. Well, that's what the world is today. Yeah, yeah. The sale of pills are at an all-time high. Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky.
City's aflame in the summertime.
And oh, 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 the beat goes on. Revolution, gun control, sound of soul.
Shooting rockets to the moon.
Kids growing up to soul.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything. Well, and the band play on.
Everywhere, unemployment rising fast, the Beatles do records again.
And the only safe place to live
attention.
Well, and the band played on. Eve of destruction.
Tax deduction.
City inspectors.
New collectors.
My clothes in demand. Population out of pain.
Suicide, too many bills.
Hippies moving to the hills.
People all over the world are shouting in the war. Horns, horns,
right on. Take me high.
Music.
You know we've got to find a way to bring sight. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see.
Last night in the Pips, Friendship Train from 1969. Before that, Marvin Gaye's classic, What's Going On, from 1971. And we started with Ball of Confusion, That Was the World Is Today. The Temptations hit from 1970, but we heard the Undisputed Truth version from 1971. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring some songs that were Motown hits by another artist and were covered by artists that didn't make a hit out of it. Well, coming up, a great instrumental by that great house band, the Funk Brothers, but this one is billed as Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers. And we're going to hear I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Well, whether you call them the Funk Brothers, the Soul Brothers, or the Soul Stirrers, Motown's great house band was the crucial ingredient in the Detroit Hitsville Motown patented sound. Well, keyboardist Earl Van Dyke was billed as their leader here, but the Funk Brothers were really a collection of Detroit's finest jazz-trained groove masters who made it easy for the company's writers, arrangers, and producers to strike gold inside Studio A in Detroit, even if their names were unknown to the public at the time. Well, Earl Van Dyke was busy on a series of organ and miscellaneous overdubs on the some of Motown's best-loved hits through January and February of 1965 when he released the album called That Motown Sound. It was the subsequent album containing most, if not all, of the songs that he worked on in 1965. Well, I Can't Help Myself was released as a single, but it didn't go anywhere. But let's enjoy Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers right here on Motown Memories. Dyke and the Soul Stirrers from 1965, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Well, we featured this half hour some great Motown songs that were hits by other Motown artists. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue to feature an Edward Starr song that was later made much more famous by the Temptations. So keep it right here on Motown.